So once again, it's almost Erev Shabbos, a brief thought on the Parsha. So this week we read Parshas Vayechi, and we say farewell to Chumash Bereishis. Chumash Bereishis is Sifron Shel Ovois. So we say goodbye to Avoseinu HaGedoshim. Chumash Shemois is defined by the Ramban, Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeulo. And whenever we read Parshas Vayechi, in my imagination, I feel like a little boy, a little girl, first day going to school on his own, first day going to Chayda on his own, with his briefcase strapped to his back, unsteady steps, and every few steps he looks back to father and mother, to Abba and Ima, standing by the window, waving him shalom with tears in their eyes. And the little boy and girl has tears in his eyes. So we say goodbye to the Oves HaKadoshim. So before we say goodbye, one last opportunity of observation, of thought, of learning from the Oves. Tone de Be'eliyo, we learn, Chai Avodam Lo'ima, Mosa Yagiyo Ma'asai Lema'asei Avotai. So for the past 3 months, we've been learning and analyzing and dealing with Ma'asei Avos. That one brief and fundamental thought. The Zohar HaKadosh teaches us, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov are k'neged Torah Avodah G'milas Chasadim, the three pillars of the world. Al Shloish Dvorim O'Olam Oymed Al Torah Al Avodah V'Al G'milas Chasadim, the Zohar says, those are Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So let's try to figure out. It's not that complicated. Who's who's what? Goes without saying, Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Titen Chesed La Avraham. Avraham was the pillar of Chesed. Vayita Eshel. So we all learned in kindergarten about Avraham Avinu's tent that was open from all four sides, and anybody could come in. We all remember the story of Avraham Avinu with his Achnosis Orchim when he brings in the three Malachim, and he gives them L'shoino is Bechardo. So Avraham is the pillar of Chesed. Yitzchok is Avoido. Al Shloish Dvorim O'Olam Oymed, Torah Avoido, Rabbeinu Yonah says Avoido is Korbonois. And Tfilo as well, because Tfilos Keneget Korbonois Tiknum. So the three Tfilos coincide with Avoido's Beis Hamikdash. Yitzchok was the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate Korban. So Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Avoido, Yaakov Avinu Ishtam Yoisha V'Holam, Yaakov is Torah. In Kabbalah we know that the three top sfilis, Chesed Gvurit Tiferes, are Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Avraham is Chesed, Pachad Yitzchok is Gvuris, Yaakov is Tiferes. And Abrochas Dafnun Chesed Gemurah says Tiferes Amata and Torah. So Torah Avoide Gemilas Chesodim Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov. That's just a brief explanation of the Zohar. But why is it an overturned pyramid? Why is it the other way around, opposite of what we learn in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah, beginning of Sechet Zovis, puts Torah first, Avoide second, and Chesed third. By the Ovis, it was the other way around, starting with Chesed, from Chesed to Avoide, and from Avoide to Torah. So let's try to understand, was Avraham only a goy mal chasodim, or was he a teacher of Torah? He was the greatest teacher of Torah, probably excluding Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam, in the very first perek of Hilchas Avodas Kerchovim, has an unbelievable and beautiful description of the world before Avraham and the world of Avraham. Asara doiris miyodam erishin ad noyach. Asara doiris menoyach ad Avraham. Hoy hu oylam shamayim. And the Rambam writes, he describes idol worshipping. He describes the Avodah Zorah that was rampant till the days of Avraham Avinu. And after the Rambam describes Avodah Zorah, Val derech hazeh hoyehu oylam hoylech umizgalgal, ad shenoylad amudoy shel oylam, bu Avraham Avinu, hu oylam hoylech umizgalgal medechi al dechi, ad shenoylad amudoy shel oylam, the pillar of the world, and he is Avraham Avinu. And then the Rambam goes on to describe Avraham Avinu's greatness, and what he did to the world, how he changed the world. Ad she'omad eisan zeh, till this giant stood, and he hitchel lamed velekro bekoil gadol lekol ha'olam veleodia sheyesham eloka. And he dealt with all the thinkers of his generation, עד שיחזירו מדרך ומס, עד שנקבצו אליו, אלופם ורבבויס, והם אנשי בייס אברהם. Thousands, tens of thousands, flocked to hear the Torah of Avraham Avinu. How did it all start? With chesed. So with a little touch of humor, I imagine, Avraham Avinu wants to fix the world. He wants to teach Torah. He put up posters and distributed flyers. I'm opening a kollel, and if you want to register, call this number. Many people called. What's a kollel? So he said, in the kollel we're going to learn Torah. I'm going to give a shiur every day. What's Torah? No one came. Avraham Avinu has a huge letdown. And then he decides, no, I need a different strategy. A week later, throws around flyers, puts up posters. I'm opening up a restaurant free of charge. A gourmet restaurant. The best food, no charge. First night, he had hundreds of people. People came. They enjoyed the meal. Before leaving, they come into the kitchen and they say, where is the boss? Thank you, they say to Avraham Avinu. Avraham says, I'm not the boss. I'm just working here. The food isn't mine. I'm not the boss. And they ask, who is? Avraham Avinu points to the heavens and he says, Poiseach es yedecho masbi alachol chayrotz ala kodesh baruch hu zanu mafarnes kol ha'olam kului mebeitzei kinem ad karnei re'emim. Thank you, kodesh baruch hu. And they lift their eyes to the heavens and they say, Rabbeinu shel olam, thank you. Who are you? And they ask Avraham Avinu, who is he? Avraham says, tomorrow morning come to the kollel and I'll teach you who he is. When you come to a barren world, the only way you could connect to people is bring them into your tent with chesed, and only with chesed, with caring and compassion. And when you care about people, you open their hearts, and they see the beauty, your beauty, and the beauty of what you stand for and what you believe in. So Avraham Avinu understood the only way to get them into the tent is with chesed. So it started off with chesed, and then gevura, that's avoida, that's Yitzchok Avinu, and Yankov is ishtam yoishev aholim. So Baruch Hashem, we teach Torah to the world, but we shouldn't forget, chesed is so important. So we're living in difficult times. Many aspects of our life, of the tzibur hamedaktechim, the Haredi Tzibur, not always cast us in a very positive light, especially in this period of COVID-19. Some of the things we do and engage in cause a chilul Hashem. I wish people would focus on the beauty of our society as well. In Eretz Yisrael, the vast majority of voluntary organizations, of chesed organizations, were established and are run by the Haredi community. We are the ones that opened up the restaurants free of charge. And just to mention a few of these unbelievable organizations, whether it's Ezra Metzion or Ezra Lamarpa or Magen Lechole or Yad Sara or Hatzolus in every city and every town and Zaka and Zichron Menachem and so many organizations which are voluntary and they serve the entire community, from and non-from, Jew and Arab. And that is a huge Kiddush Hashem. I wish it would be more stressed and more well-known. And it's in the same in many many places in the world. So, yes, we are troubled by some aspects of what happens in our community, but we should be proud of many others, which potentially could cause a huge Kiddush Hashem. So we say goodbye to Chumash Bereishis, Sifron Shel Avos, and we look back. We already long for Mass Avos, and we try, and we daven, and we pray, Mosai Yagio Masai Lemasai Avosai. So before saying goodbye, we also lift our eyes to the heavens and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu yizkor lanu, Kodesh Baruch Hu should remember Schus Avos and Bris Avos and Chazdei Avos. Ubeglal Avos Toshia Bonim Vesovi Geulo Levnei V'neihem B'Meheru V'Yomeinu Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all of you.